This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. I've maintained from day one that the best thing I can do for you guys is to get you all together, is to bring people in a room like this, 200 plus, and stick another 100 plus around the world. If you're connected to smart people, life gets very, very easy. If you're connected to very miserable people, life becomes miserable. If you are connected to people that are frustrated, very quickly you become frustrated. If you are connected to people that want to whinge, you start to whinge. If you connect to people that don't take life seriously, you don't take life seriously. If you connect to people that smile when things go wrong, all of a sudden you start to smile. A very, very simple fundamental principle that is timeless. So this company is about evolution. You guys, me, this has evolved. Simon put the picture on the scene from on the screen from 5 years ago. Look how much we've evolved. That was true, by the way, what he said. I remember that exact thing. There was a big conference going on around us, and I looked and I thought, oh, that shit excites me. Like, and truth be told, the idea behind this, I've had it in my head for a while, and I've spoken to many of the members over the years and said, this is probably the last, like, the big dream of this type of business. Not that by any means I think I've cracked it, but it was always that one little piece in the jigsaw. And somebody asked recently, like, what do you want the hassle for? What do you want all of this, right? It's been epic going on behind the scenes. I said, you know what it is? I haven't had any sleepless nights for a while. I haven't had a sleepless night for a while. I've been too comfortable. So back in San Diego with 30 people in a room, you ask Natalie, I probably didn't sleep for two nights in the build-up to it. Not because I was worried, not because I was stressed, I'm not that kind of guy, because I was loaded with adrenaline and I couldn't sleep. So my body is physically tired right now, but my brain is wide awake. I haven't slept for two nights. I feel exactly about this as I did 5 years ago. I won't sleep tonight, I won't sleep tomorrow, I'll be lying in bed, wide awake. At best, I'll get 2 hours, 3 hours sleep. I cannot switch my brain off. It's exactly what I wanted. Over the last 2 or 3 years with the mastermind events, not that I haven't loved them, I adore every second of it. But I realized the nights before, I'm sleeping like it's another Tuesday night. That to me is a sign to push out of that comfort zone and go do something that keeps me awake at night. I can be kept awake at night without worrying, by the way. I'm in bed last night, not wanting to go to sleep like a kid at Christmas again. That's the reason I had to do this. And the reason I want to do it next year even bigger and even better the year after, so that I've got something that excites the crap out of me enough to want to keep me awake. And I think back to all of the businesses I've started, all of the new divisions we've done, whether it's marketing or CFO, whatever it is. In the early phase of setting that division or starting the Paul Gough Physio Rooms or starting my property company, I had that same adrenaline where I was pumped and I was wired and I didn't even know what time it was. I'd look at the clock and it's like, shit, it's 4 o'clock. I haven't even eaten. Surely that's the life we want. Surely that's what this is all about. The fact that we can make a few dollars, make a few bob along the way, fantastic. But the fact that you wake up every day loving the thing that you do, that is what I think. That's the sick. Everyone I study, you show me anybody that I admire in life, they have a joy about life. They have a not taking life serious. They're connected to something. They're part of something bigger. They're working towards something. I'm trying to connect you guys together so that you can push each other. Talk about a sleepless night where you're excited about something in your business. And if you're not, do something that gets you excited, that keeps you up. Push yourself. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. Stretch your team. Stretch your family, stretch everything. But be connected around very smart people. And the last thing, I cannot believe that I would be allowed to stand on stage and say that the thing that my company stands for is to enjoy. Enjoy your life, enjoy your business, enjoy every single day, enjoy every single month. This is not a dress rehearsal. There is no matinee performance tomorrow. There is no replay of life. If you ain't gonna enjoy it, what the fuck are you planning on living it for? Everything that we do, I think you'll see it across the weekend. And I think any of you that have hung around with me for years will probably be able to see this. I've evolved, the company's evolved, the staff have evolved. We've been connected to, I'm connected to some very smart businesses. I've connected you guys together. And really, we enjoy life. The team, the giggles, the laugh. I hope you pay attention to all of this. None of us take anything serious. Probably starts at the top. It has to start at the top. If you take life seriously, your team will take life seriously. If you start worrying, they start worrying. If I start worrying, Natalie starts worrying. If I start worrying, the kids start worrying. It's all on me. So evolve, connect, and enjoy. I wonder what yours are. So two biggest threats to your success. Number one, ego. Start writing these down. Ego. I know it all. Look at me. I'm super successful. I've got all these businesses. I've got all these staff. I've got this huge organization. I know it all, surely. I don't even know the fucking questions, never mind the answers that are to come, is the truth. Number two, blind spot. I didn't see it coming. I was unconscious. I was asleep. I was sleepwalking through life. I'm getting hit every single day with the same thing, day after day after day. Same problem, same challenge, all dressed up as something else, is most people's lives. The same shit is happening. Some of you are 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old in this room. It's the same shit, truly. I'm 41. I figured it out a few years ago that pretty much, by and large, 9 out of 10 times, it's the same stuff happening every single week, every single month. It's just in a different wrapper. At this point of life, you've got to see this stuff coming. I actually think it's the key to life. It is going to come. It is going to hit you. If you can anticipate it, you can see around the corner, you can be around people that say, look, you realize that this is going to happen. You're probably going to get hit in the face. Be careful of that. Not in a negative way, in a positively paranoid kind of way that allows you to keep moving forward. By the age of 35, 95% of your thoughts, actions, and beliefs are on autopilot. Translated, you decided last night how today was going to go. That's where all of the frustration in life is coming from. You've already got an answer for a problem that hasn't even arrived. It's fucked up, but this is what's going on. We're all being taught, be strong and be this powerful person and don't let anybody treat you this way and don't give up on anything and you tell somebody what you want and make sure you get it and don't let anybody get the best of you. I think people are taking it literally. And I think they're waking up the next day wanting a fight. The minute that they see something that they don't like, bang, react. I decided yesterday how I was going to react if you send me that message. I don't know what's happening. But because my actions, my thoughts, and my beliefs are already on autopilot, it feels so natural, it feels so real. People every single day walking into brick walls, unconsciously having decided last night how they will react when the staff person quits, unconsciously having decided how they will react to their mother or father, not necessarily being as thrilled as you are or they are about the thing that you've achieved. Think about it. You already know that your mother or father are not going to be as impressed about the shit that you're doing, right? You know that. They don't understand it. They don't get it. They just can't work it out. It's weird. Like, why don't you wear a shirt and tie? Why don't you go to work 9 to 5, come home, get a job like everybody else? And you go, look, mom, look what I've achieved. I've done all of these cool things. I've built this business. I've given all of these people jobs. I've impacted these people all over the world, all over my town. Well, yeah, all right. Anything else going on? Anything else happening in your life? No, ma'am, I'm trying to tell you. Like, I've done this really cool thing. Like, pat me on the head. But I know she's not going to fucking pat me on the head. But then I get pissed because she didn't. Even though I knew yesterday she wasn't going to do it. And I decided the day before that when she didn't do it, I was going to get mad. And then I was going to go home and tell Natalie. Fucking ma'am didn't do it again. Well, she's never done it, Paul. I'm telling stories. Not necessarily true, but this is happening in your life somewhere every single day. You already have a reaction. You already have a thought for something, and you're doing it every week. That's the frustration in your life. Change it. The next 3 days, we're going to shake them all up. I'm going to challenge you like I've never challenged you before in the next 3 days. The best entrepreneurs are good problem solvers and strategic thinkers. The problem is you've been raised by parents to do a good job and work hard. If you do a good job in this life and you work really hard, you'll get everything you want. Said every parent. And the kid is sat there going, when's it fucking going to show up? I'm working hard. How hard do you want me to work? I've done 15 hours. I've done good work. But why don't I feel as good? Why aren't I making progress? Why am I still stuck? The problem is, you've got loads of problems. And the big problem is, you don't know which one is holding you back. I've got that many fucking problems, I can't see. I don't know where to start. In fact, I've got that many problems, it feels normal now. I've got all of these problems and responsibilities in my life, and I've just accepted them as normal. I honestly believe, as I start to grow up and I get a little older, I'm looking at people, I'm like, you don't even realize this is a problem. So long have you had this responsibility or this false thought, you think this is normal. Life's about solving problems. You're always going to get them if you're planning on growing. Strategic thinkers, problem solvers, that's where progress is made. How do you stop being the busiest person you know and start being the happiest, funniest, possibly wealthiest that you know? Have it all. Be a greedy bastard. Get the lot. Stop majoring in minor things. Stop giving a shit about stuff that isn't going to make any difference to your life. Who cares what's going on Facebook? Who cares what's in the news? It's irrelevant.
Thanks for watching this video. And if you found it helpful,
it's never affected
and if you now find yourself thinking, I wonder what else this person can help me with,
somebody else will tell you.
Head over to paulgough.com/books where you can find my best-selling books.
They will offload on you in the first 3 seconds.
Which will show you how to
of whatever it is that's going on.
Or
have you seen this?
Send an email to paul@paulgough.com
to
ask about how we can help
you see this?
Accelerate the growth and profitability.
Did you see? No, I didn't see that either. Shut the fuck up.
And by the way,
I'm not interested in any of this stuff.
This helpful, please share
it's
this video.
It's absolutely irrelevant.
So
I plan on being really, really good at one or two things. I plan on being interested in one or two really, really cool things that can change my life. The rest, again, I'm 41. I figured out I don't need to know none of it. It doesn't make me a bad person, a socially irresponsible person. It means I'm getting my own shit together. I'm one less person in the fucking therapy queue. I'm one less person who the system is designed to help. It's the best thing I can do for it. What's the best thing you can do for poor people? Agree not to be one of them. What's the best thing you can do for miserable people? Agree not to be one of them either. Irritate the shit out of them. They hate it when you smile and laugh at them. You're making their day quite literally. They're irritated by the fact that you're happy. Stop majoring in minor things. I don't care what's happening around the corner. I don't care what's going on elsewhere. I'm not interested. I'm interested in one or two or three big things that can change and shape my life. And I'm not letting them go. Everything else is a distraction to me. So I guess the question is, where are you majoring in minor things? Where are you subconsciously, very naturally, very habitually getting involved in conversations, having opinions on things that are never going to change your life, that you cannot change? And you're only doing because the person before you did it, because the person around you is doing it. Get a little bit of control in your own life. Put a stop to minor things coming into your life and focus on the one or two big major things that will move the needle in your life.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @ThePaulGough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.